67 today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you on these airwaves, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Hope you got some R&R over the weekend. We have some sad stories to tell you about and some uplifting ones, because we don't want it to be all negative all the time here on ATN. Sad story out of the gate, an assistant principal dying of the swine flu in New York City. A guy devoted to education, 55 years old. Very sad. Students, of course, coming back from Mexico City, and that's believed how he caught the virus. He was critical heading into the weekend on a ventilator, and he died on Sunday. More details on that. An earthquake rocks California a couple of hours ago. However, luckily, 5.0 on the Richter scale. Hollywood is safe. It happened very close to LAX. All you really had was a little bit of excitement with a chair or two going across a room, maybe a painting falling off a wall or two, but nobody so far reportedly injured as a result of 5.0. You start to get to 6-something, and of course if you hit 7, it's massive, and that's a different story. We've all seen those pictures and video from Los Angeles area and, of course, also from the Bay Area. That Bay Area, if you remember, there was a World Series between the Giants and Oakland. And at the time, they called it Candlestick Park, and they thought that whole place was just going to collapse in, and scared to death on the field all the players. And it was massive what happened to Marin County and some of those areas in San Francisco. Buildings just buckling, and a lot of people killed in that. And we saw that with Northridge, of course, as well, in Los Angeles. But thank goodness, 5.0, so it's a much different story. Over the weekend, boy, it was all about commencement addresses for President Obama. If you remember, there was the flap over ASU and the fact that they didn't want to bestow an honorary degree to Obama because they thought he hadn't achieved enough. And it's funny, I guess because I had some friends that went to ASU, and they are the biggest partiers of all the partiers I have ever met, ever in my entire life, of all the places I've lived. The friends that I have that went to ASU could probably drink all of us under the table. Not to say that there isn't some good academics going on there, but it is known certainly as a party school. So, hey, listen, Obama's the first black president with this Harvard degree, and it's almost laughable that a school like ASU would say he doesn't have enough skins on the wall to get an honorary degree. Give me a break. Do you see what's who these honorary degrees are bestowed upon at some of these universities? So here's the scoop. Did Obama win over Notre Dame? Because Notre Dame was up next on the commencement address agenda for the president. And there was some sticky moments. About 40 protesters were arrested, but that's in the scheme of things with how big Notre Dame is. That's small potatoes, let's be honest about it. And, of course, there was certainly some controversy over Obama going and giving a speech at Notre Dame, going to South Bend, because of the abortion issue, right? Well, here's what Obama had to say about that.
Understand, class of 2009, I do not suggest that the debate surrounding abortion can or should go away. Because no matter how much we may want to fudge it, indeed, while we know that the views of most Americans on the subject are complex and even contradictory, the fact is that at some level, the views of the two camps are irreconcilable. Each side will continue to make its case to the public with passion and conviction. But surely we can do so without reducing those with differing views to caricature. That's when we begin to say, maybe we won't agree on abortion, but we can still agree that this heart-wrenching decision for any woman is not made casually. It has both moral and spiritual dimensions. So let us work together to reduce the number of women seeking abortions. Let's reduce unintended pregnancies. Let's make adoption more available. Let's provide care and support for women who do carry their children to term.
All right, it's interesting. This comes on the heels of this Gallup survey that was just released a couple of days ago. 51%, did you know this? 51% of the people questioned call themselves pro-life on the issue of abortion. 42% pro-choice. And this is the first time, folks, that a majority of U.S. adults have called themselves pro-life since the whole Gallup poll thing started asking the question about abortion. And that's over 10 years ago. A Pew Research Center survey found public opinion about abortion more divided than it had been in several years. Their latest polls found that 28% say abortion should be legal in most cases, while 18% said all cases. 44%, I know it's a lot of numbers, follow me, 44% of those surveyed were opposed to abortion in most or all cases. So look, we know the abortion issue is very polarizing, of course. And the issue is on the front burner, absolutely, because Obama is considering nominees, let's face it, to fill the shoes of Justice David Souter, right? The opponents want to see Roe v. Wade overturned. But only four court justices out of the nine have backed that position anyway. So Souter has opposed arguments for overturning the ruling. He's at Notre Dame. You know what that means. The Catholic Church, of course, holds that abortion and the use of embryos for stem cell research amount to the destruction of human life and are morally wrong and should be banned by law. Certainly, you know where I stand on this issue. I can't imagine going through that. I can't imagine taking that lightly. And I'm sure there have been some horrific situations for people where they've had to make these decisions. And see, that's something you carry around for the rest of your life. But I am absolutely not pro-abortion. Absolutely not. I would, as I said, I would hate to be in some of the positions that some women have been in, and it's a tough, tough debate. I know it's sort of taboo among all of my friends because you bring that up, and it is true, it becomes a wrestling match of here's what this person says and going down the list. Well, what if the woman had this happen, and what if this happened, and, you know, all these different scenarios. So it is definitely polarizing. The bottom line is, though, you can see why there would be lots of problems if the president is speaking at a place like Notre Dame. So either way, he gets to speak. Some people are arrested. There are protesters that are outside of the commencement address, the ceremonies, and they're holding signs, shame on Notre Dame, stop abortion now, and they're screaming things out and all that sort of stuff. But there was thunderous applause, basically, and an ovation from the crowd. There's like 12,000 there. Somebody yelled some things out. However, it seems like that appearance worked out okay, and he skedaddled out of there. I wonder if he can do a commencement address where he just gets the honorary degree and there's no protesting. Oh, my, oh, my. Hang with us. We got more coming up around the bend in just a few seconds.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Coming back around to the whole Notre Dame and Obama speech thing, and he's calling for what he calls the fair-minded abortion debate. So he got some cheers, there were some protests, that kind of stuff. But I think the interesting part is this is on the heels of those latest polls. So obviously, you know, and I say this all the time, and I'll throw out this disclaimer, you know, polls, you can twist them however you want to twist them, but there's a reason polls exist, because a lot of times they're right on the money. If there wouldn't be a business, and there wouldn't be people making big bucks in the pollster business if they weren't pretty accurate. You know, it could be a couple of percentage points off. So what's changed people's minds, or are they calling different people? That's a pretty big flip, some of those numbers, if you listen to what I said. That's a pretty big flip from the past. Are people growing more conservative? Are people, I don't know, embracing more Christian values? Are people worried that abortion could be used for some that are careless as a form of birth control, which would be very sad, and that's the sad scenario. The sad scenario is the reckless, irresponsible types, obviously. And then you can get into really dicing it down into the niche stuff as what if this happens and what if you know that the baby is going to be like the Sarah Palin thing, you know, the baby's going to be born with some kind of mental handicaps. What if the woman's life is in danger? With the medicine the way it is now, that's rare, but it's not impossible. It certainly does happen. Or other scenarios, rape, etc. So the debate is one that fires people up, certainly. But seeing a switch like that, I wonder what it is that has triggered that giant switch. I don't think Roe v. Wade will be overturned in my lifetime. I don't think that will happen. If you look at the makeup of the court, and then ultimately who is going to come in to replace, as I mentioned, Souter, I don't think so, because you're not going to get what you need to overturn that. So very, very doubtful, no matter how many protesters or pushes happen. Not going to happen, I don't think so. You may have a different point of view. Do you think there's any chance that this flip-flops? It's interesting that the sentiment has flip-flopped a little bit. 800-259-5791. And we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi and all the fallout from Nancy Pelosi, because, of course, that was built up certainly over the weekend. But there are a couple of other things that have made news as well that are worth mentioning. I mentioned the one thing about the swine flu, and I wonder if anybody listening feels now a little bit more, I don't know, insecure about the possibility of getting the swine flu. See, I'm still going to go back to 3 weeks ago when I said, if you live in an area where there are people that are coming down with this flu, you are more concerned. If there is direct contact, you are obviously concerned, and that's what we're seeing. The principal, Mitchell Weiner, who died, was in an intermediate school in Queens, and he was at a school where many of the kids were sick with a swine flu, and he got it. I mean, it's a terrible thing. He dies in a hospital on a ventilator. Imagine that. He was healthy enough a month ago, and then he gets the virus. The school is closed because he had been sick with the virus for about a week before the school was closed. Now there's concerns about, geez, who else could have come down with this? Complications played a bit of a part of his death, so there were some other things going on there. Maybe we're not out of the woods. Maybe we're not. I looked at the map, and there are states who still don't have reported cases of swine flu. And then there are more cases that are cropping up, because remember, you do the test, send them to the CDC, that goes to Atlanta, so it's not on the radar screen right away. They're talking about this vaccine, the school closing recommendation, you know, not to close the school was a big deal. Last week, as we were talking about, that it was like, oh, okay, well, then do we really need to close the schools? And now suddenly that's kind of flip-flopped, so more schools are closing in New York. That says to me that there's certainly some concerns about the flu spreading. But it's very odd how it's taken a back seat. So you decide. This guy's diagnosed with the flu, he dies. We've had 5 deaths in the United States. We can explain away a couple. All had the one common denominator, though. All had ties to Mexico. How many people would not go to Mexico at this point? I just raised my hand. No. In fact, I was supposed to go to Mexico, but I'm going to have to bag off that for a while. Because, yes, people are, I was in Mexico City. But people are starting to go back to Mexico City. They have been now for the last week and a half, whatever. But why tempt fate? Because if it's still flying around, there's still that possibility. On this show, we sometimes put people in the dungeon. And what does that mean? Well, that means that we've decided they deserve to be locked up, maybe for a night, a day, whatever. We send them a key. If the person accepts the key, they could be famous, not so famous, just have done something that made them a little bit infamous, whatever the case might be. If they accept the key and accept the interview, well, then they're a guest on America Tonight, and we get to talk to them about whatever it is they've done. So the candidate for the dungeon is kind of a surprising one. I don't know if you heard about this or not. The New York Times, once again, in the news for, yes, lifting some words. And this time it's a famous columnist. In fact, she's won a Pulitzer Prize, Maureen Dowd. You've probably heard of her. You've probably seen her. And she admitted that a paragraph in her Sunday column was lifted from a blogger for the Huffington Post, I think, from Talking Points memo editor. That's who the guy was, Josh Marshall. She claims she never read his blog, but was told the line by just a friend of hers. So she forwarded this note to apologize to this guy, Marshall, the blogger, writing that if she had known, she gladly would have credited him. So the Times is fixing her column online to give credit to Marshall, and they're going to run the correction tomorrow. So I think that's being accused of plagiarism. That's what I would call it, right? lifting something from Talking Points man Josh Marshall. And why? Because, of course, she got nailed. She got caught. Somebody saw it. Somebody called. And then here we go again with the excuses. Because here's the deal. How do you, you know, how do you not, how would you, it was, I read the column and I read the blogging and, man, it was so verbatim. Oh, my gosh. It was like practically dead on the same. You were talking about a couple of words, like a few words that were changed in this. I mean, this is, to me, it looks like outright plagiarism. To me, it has to. So you got to think of Dowd, and she's the person who pretty much, as has widely been reported, exposed Joe Biden's plagiarism. Remember it, of one of the British politician's speeches, and everybody was nailing him for that. So, bottom line is, boy, the mighty fall, don't they? And Dowd, she's, like I said, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, column, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what's wrong with the New York Times? How does this happen to the New York Times, the gray lady? Is it, how many times have we seen this happen? It's craziness. Anyway, Maureen Dowd, let's Matt Johnson get out the dungeon. Let's throw her in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
See, and what's weird about that, too, it reeks of bad apology because might have heard it from a friend. That seems too bogus. I looked at the two paragraphs, and they are practically, I mean, they're dead on. So, yeah, I could say a phrase that you could hear, and you could be writing something, and that phrase pops in what you're writing. That's not quite the same thing. You know, a whole paragraph, it's, you know, I mean, this plagiarizing thing is certainly nothing new. We've seen it before, right? But plagiarism is never a good idea, particularly when you're somebody who is revered in many circles as a big-time columnist, as a voice for a generation. Mm-mm-mm. It makes you just wonder, because normally she is billed as a superb writer-commentator. So what's the deal here? 800-259-5791. Throw in your 2 cents.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
The great silly debate of the week. I'm going to start it off. No, it doesn't have to do with Nancy Pelosi. Werewolves versus vampires. Which is easier for you to swallow? What are the better movies? Are they on werewolves? Are they on vampires? Now, we're going to just do this all week long. You can chime in on it, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. If you want to chime, chirp, tweet, hit us up at 800-259, that's not really tweeting, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you fell into either category, what would it be for you? Werewolf stories, legends, etc., or would it be the vampire type deal? I'll tell you what mine is right off the bat. Mine would be vampires, yeah. From the time I was a kid, Dark Shadows, whatever, anything with vampires, even if it would scare me to death. Remember the Night Stalker? Yeah, I was really little. I begged my dad to watch the Night Stalker, and he let me when my mother wasn't around. So it was scary to watch that, but I don't know what it was, but something about the vampire thing, I liked it. And now, of course, the vampire is back in a renewal phase since you've got True Blood and you have a couple of other things. Twilight is another thing that obviously is out there. The Sookie Stackhouse novels that inspired the True Blood series. Now people are listening and saying, what is she talking about? That's the whole idea about America Tonight. We don't just pound you to death with politics, Pelosi, torture, enhanced techniques, all that stuff. Yes, 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 we talk about it. And yes, it's water cooler buzz and important. But there are other things like vampires and werewolves, which is more feasible. So you heard me. True Blood is my deal. I watched that. I saw the, remember the Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt thing, that movie, Lestat. I saw that, obviously, too, as well. Vampires and the way they're interpreted, I think it's interesting. Whether they're like rock stars in Queen of the Damned or just next door neighbors who could slay you. And speaking of slaying, or kind of a little bit of a funny twist, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I mean, there's just been so many cult movies and other kinds of movies. if you go back in history and you think of the way Dracula is portrayed, like I said, Queen of the Damned certainly comes to mind. That was made, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. The other one, Van Helsing, that's another big one. You know, and I don't even know who the best vampire of all time is. I'm not sure. There've been a couple of good ones. Anyway, there was even this great movie. You want to see a silly, funny movie? John Carpenter did a movie called Vampires. And in this one, you had some interesting people who starred in this movie. How do I describe it to you? It's kind of campy, kind of silly, but has some scary movies. They destroy a vampire's nest in Mexico, right? And they're trying to get rid of a vampire who's 600 years old. So you can take it from there. Then there's Lost Boys. That would be probably a pretty big one for me. Matt, what about you? Are you more vampire or werewolf kind of person?
I think because of when I grew up in the 80s, I got a role with my boy Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Come on now. I don't see any vampires slam dunking or doing anything like that.
Yeah, and what was the idea in Teen Wolf? He just becomes a werewolf. He starts to grow hair, right?
Yeah, him and his dad become werewolves or something like that. I just remember him being the big basketball star, and then he was on top of his buddy's van doing handstands, and I don't know. When I was a kid, I thought that was really cool.
Okay, so werewolf for you, vampire for me, it figures. So one and one we are right now. I think the vampire is like I said, in a new revival phase. Now, Matt, he did see Twilight, the movie, though, which was just, it's funny, as much as I like the vampire thing, I didn't go to see that because it was too teeny bopperish for me. Too many 12-year-old girls. You know, I thought it was more about the young girls and the good-looking guy who was the star, and I just read terrible reviews, so I couldn't go there. American Werewolf in London, now that's a good flick. I will say that. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. American Werewolf in London was awesome. I love that one.
It was scary.
Stephen King's Silver Bullet. Remember that one, the werewolf one?
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that, too. So you're a werewolf guy.
Well, not really. I don't like none of them, but I like the Silver Bullet. I loved American Werewolf London, and Love Bites with Jim Carrey and Lauren Hutton, like 84, 85.
Yeah, that was a good movie. That was good. It was kind of campy.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of corny, but it was all right. So, now my daughter, she's into that Twilight. She's 17, man. It's all about Twilight.
Really?
My wife went and watched it with her. My wife came home and said, "That's the dumbest, most boring movie I've ever seen in my life." My daughter's like, "Oh, Edward is so hot." Yeah. And I've got Edward posters all over one bedroom in my house.
See, that's what it is. It's about the young guy who stars in the movie. So your daughter fits into that age range where he is a good-looking guy, and he's the heartthrob. He's the one that they want to go see, and that's why.
Yeah, well, my 17, my 12, and 11-year-old, my 12 and 11-year-old daughters, too, they're like, Edward is so hot, oh, my God, and I'm like, I swear, I look at my son, and I say, you know, you watch football, is there something you want to tell me? You watch guys in tight pants and pads, what are you trying to tell me next? He also likes the wrestling thing, too, and I try to explain that to him, you know, you watch a bunch of sweaty guys run around tight. The Silver Bullet was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, Silver Bullet was good. Stephen King movies are good, too. I like the way they're
all
produced.
Of them are.
And
Teen Wolf was funny.
Yeah.
I remember Teen Wolf. Yeah, the dad was actually, it was a trait the father already had. It was handed down on the dad's side, the werewolf. And then Michael J. Fox, you know, he inherited it. Played some killer basketball as a werewolf, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm scared of scary movies, so I don't, you know. Now I look back at the old Friday the 13th, you know, the first one, I go, That was so stupid. How did I get scared during that?
I know. I agree with you. It's like Halloween. The first one was kind of scary, but then after that, the rest were ridiculous.
Yeah, you're like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, after you watch it once, you're like, but I like the American Werewolf one and like the Silver Bullet. That was probably my two favorite ones. And Love Bites, just because I tried to explain that to everybody here a few months ago and couldn't think of it, and I turned it on one of the channels that was on, and I'm like, watch this, kids, this is so cool. And they said, Dad, it is so stupid and corny. It was like so 80s. That's the way I guess. You know how it is, Kate.
I know how it is. It was too 80s for your kids.
Yeah, you know, I guess it was like when my mom and dad say, oh, watch Miracle on 34th Street. And I'd go, what? I'm not watching that. That's stupid.
Yeah, generational thing. I love it. Sounds like you have a great family. Stu, have a safe one. Talking about werewolves versus the vampire flicks, are you into any of them? 800-259-5791. I brought up the American Werewolf in London. That was super, super good. That's still a good rental that would hold up. You know, if you're a Netflix person or you're just looking for something different, that's a good one to rent because I think that'll still hold up. Some people will remember The Underworld. Some people liked The Underworld and thought it was good. You have a vampire kind of warrior, Celine. So you do it's the woman vampire thing. And I mean, you can go way back with vampires. If you wanted to, if you're a David Bowie fan, there's a movie called The Hunger, and that was, I want to say that was early 80s. And this is a vampire who preys on clubgoers, basically. And all of a sudden, the guy that Miriam, the vampire, if I think that's her name, starts to hang out with her younger guy, and he starts to get rapidly sort of age, this premature aging. Remember, that's one of the things with the vampires. They don't age. So that's a pretty good one, too. And then I could go on and on. Rabid, etc. But you may be from the werewolf point of view. You might think that that seems more realistic, some of the movies that you've seen with a werewolf. How about Blade Trinity? Those Fright Nights, forget about it. Fright Nights. You know, I won't be seeing Twilight. Matt, did you see Twilight?
I unfortunately did.
See, I just and here I like vampires. I couldn't do it. It's because it was like Stu said, it was for young girls because the guy's good looking, right?
I ended up seeing it the midnight opening showing because a couple female friends of mine kind of coerced me into going with them. And I was probably the only guy there other than a couple others who were there with their girlfriends. And everyone else was probably under 16 and a female. Not a fun time. I laughed through a lot of the movie, though, because it was so dumb. And then I got eerie looks from all the Robert Pattinson fans.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. That's the guy's name. Robert Pattinson. He rocks. He's the best.
He's so dreamy.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of movies, though, Angels and Demons, as I said, took the box office. And that's not a surprise. $48 million first weekend of release. If you look at The Da Vinci Code, when that opened in 2006, $77 million. Yeah. So it was much less than what The Da Vinci Code did, but I think it's going to earn its own. Remember Star Trek, of course, last week was the big hit, and I think that it'll pay for itself anyway. I know I'm going to go see it. I like Tom Hanks. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents,
stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
After 7 years, is what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, so we're talking a little vampire versus the werewolf. Yeah, we can lighten the load if that's called lightening the load here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Got a note here from David W. Hey, Kate, love the show. Sometime I'm going to call you, but for now, you can just... I won't say what he said here. Blank, blank, blank. It's funny what he said, but I don't think I can say it on radio. About his notes. I can continue to get his notes. And anyway, David says, are you old school or new school when it comes to vampires? I couldn't tell by what you were saying. I think I'm new school now because I'm into the True Blood series, which is on Showtime and starts up again in the next couple of months. And I like that Suki Stackhouse, that's the novels. And that is definitely the modern vampire. So I would have to say I'm new school, I guess. Some things I'm old school, and some things I'm new school. Like, so I think I could do the throwback thing, like Lost Boys. You know, Kiefer Sutherland, one of the vampires in that. But I like what I'm seeing with True Blood. How's that for an answer? Speaking of blood, boy, they're out for blood. When it comes to this whole debate on the releasing the rest of the memos and what did Nancy Pelosi know and what didn't she know. But I don't blame anybody who's out for blood, because I think that if Nancy Pelosi was going to pry open this can of worms, then she's going to have to take the heat. And I don't know whether she weathers it or not. I think because she has friends, and I've said this, too many powerful friends, I feel like somehow she will avoid having to toss back or resign from the speaker's position. But I don't know. I mean, there may be enough people that are furious at the CIA that there is some kind of a push here that's beyond her control, and she, you know, she basically loses out and loses her crown, I'll call it, and her keys to the kingdom, because she's, what, two spots away from the presidency. Pretty important deal when you're the Speaker of the House in this country, so you can't just decide to throw the CIA under the bus. Now, if there's evidence that backs her up, or, you know, the notes show that she's pretty right on what she said, then I'll take it all back and eat crow on the air. But I don't think so. It's pretty obvious when you look through what she said that she's trying to nail the CIA. She's all over the place with five different stories. It just doesn't add up. When anybody starts to tell you five different versions of something, think about it in your own life. Think about your kids, your grandkids, somebody's lying to you, they're shuffling their feet, whatever. When you start to get all these different versions, is it ever really the truth? And I'm going to say, no, it's not. Hey, Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and it was the finale for this year for SNL. And it was a good year for SNL, I would say, because of the politics and all the political skits they did. Some of them are just so dead on. And so Will Ferrell, of course, plays a great Bush, and they did an excellent skit on Bush and Cheney. Check this out.
So, Mr. Cheney, this is your first time on Meet the Press with David Gregory.
It is.
Great. Now, how do you like your makeup?
Enough color so I don't look like a corpse, but not so much that it looks like I have feelings.
Okay. So can I get you to close your eyes for me?
Hey, makeup lady, give me that brush. So, are you excited about doing the show?
Hello, Mr. President.
Oh, damn, Dick. You are impossible to surprise. What's your secret?
Well, Mr. President, for one, you whisper too loud.
Yeah, it's always been a problem of mine. That is one of the many reasons that I am no friend to libraries.
So what are you doing here, Mr. President?
Well, Dick, I've been contacted by members of the GOP who've asked me to speak to you about your newfound love of the media spotlight.
I have been making some television appearances.
Some? You're on TV more than that ShamWow guy.
Well, I understand this visibility is a bit of a change for me.
Yeah, no dud of the match, Dick. I mean, I spent 8 years with my face out there saying things I barely understood. Well, you were nowhere to be found.
I was busy.
Yeah, bravo on what you were busy with, by the way. People seem to be really psyched about it.
If you're referring to our interrogation policies, Mr. President, I have no regrets.
Yeah, well, here is my regret, that I didn't have me a vice president like Joe Biden. I mean, look at those two going out for burgers. Laughing it up. I need that kind of VP, the kind that did dumb stuff to make me look smarter. Instead, I got the one guy that scares me more than my dad.
We had a different chemistry, sir.
Yeah, the chemistry of acid in the face. Dick, it's over. We need to move on.
We have a legacy to protect. What would you have me do, Mr. President?
Just stick to our plan. Let's let history be the judge, okay? It's an awesome plan because history takes forever.
There are things I think the American people need to know, sir.
But I don't want you to tell them those things, okay? Just like you probably wouldn't want me to tell people certain things, like the time you were dead for 3 days.
No.
No, no, no. Now, sir, nothing. You were straight up dead, okay? We were going to bury you, but Colin Powell said, let's give it one more day. I mean, Colin's the reason you're here. So I don't like it when you run him down.
Well, I would hate for the story about my unfortunate...
death. The word is death.
...to go public.
Okay, so. Then we're in agreement, okay? You quit with the world tour, and I'll keep my mouth shut. By the way, they still only know about the one face shooting.
Now, Mr. President,
I'm not scared of you anymore, Dick. Okay? I've been watching a ton of Dr. Phil.
Very well, sir.
And hey, I'm sorry to be a red ass about it.
I understand.
If you ever want to Biden it up and get a burger with me, I'm game.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll see you later, Dick.
And Mr. President, one last thing.
Yeah?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Ah, you gotta love that. Bravo. That was probably one of the funniest skits that I've seen in a while, and Will Ferrell does Bush to the T. And of course, the Cheney reference and the whole Cheney thing was the fact that he's been popping up on the tube a lot and getting criticized in some corners and getting applause in others for speaking out and saying what he thought is the correct thing to say. There are some, supposedly in the GOP, that winced was the word that was used, that Cheney's been out there and talking about the previous administration and what happened and what worked and all this other sort of stuff. But I say, who cares? If he wants to voice his opinion, it's like any other pundit or anybody that goes on all these shows. How many former this or that with whatever title in the government they had? Like I say, look at the Sunday carousel, which some of it's good fare, some of it's good political fodder. But you watch it, and they're always former speechwriter, former undersecretary, former whatever. So if he wants to speak, fine. If it hurts the GOP, c'est la vie, they're hurting themselves. They need to go out on these listening tours and beef it up. I think that's what the problem is, and decide which Republican Party are they. They have an identity crisis that they've created, I believe, on their own. That, my friends, is the real problem. Hey, you can shoot me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.